plants up here that you can get these plants. They're on sale for only $10,000 a piece. See Ms. Lynn about buying a plant. There are payment plans. No, we have a few minutes, and so I wonder if there's anyone who would like to stand and just give a short, brief testimony about this week. Priscilla, we're glad that you were able to join us the whole time. That was, you're a blessing. Anybody else? Amen. Praise the Lord. I think of your grand boys most of all, because my Carson is, you know, friends with Will, and they hang out a lot. And some years TCC are the only 9 days out of the 365 that they hear about Jesus. And there are several children and teenagers that are in similar situations that we have the ability to minister to. Anybody else? Yes. Mary Ellen.
Almost every epic moment in my life,
Yes, let's finish with that. Is there any other testimony before we sing? Yes. That's right. If you did not hear Dr. Carter, this is Brother MJ Wood's grandson. And so thank you for being here. It's an honor. Miss Diana, I think we had a lot of highlights of camp this week, but one highlight that I will carry from 2026 is Brittany's testimony and pointing out her family. Her name is Brittany, right? Did I get that right? And her whole family back there that came to Christ. That was a powerful moment. Go ahead.
Amen. Sin Light?
Probably. Sin Light? Probably. Amen. Corey, you said something in one of your sermons about how it's nice to see that the adults don't think, oh, this is for them and it's going to be ran by the teenagers and their response. I just kind of want to piggyback on that probably the what the minister says back here is probably less important in the teenager's life than it is to see you raise your hand in worship, to see you come to the altar and continue to seek after him. That's going to speak volumes to your grandchildren, that you don't have it all perfect and figured out, that you're still reliant on God. And so I just thank you for your response. How many of you have been blessed by the Spirit to the point where you can remember a moment at Taylor County Camp when something in your life was changed? Say amen. Amen. And how many of you get to refocus and reestablish that view of Jesus Christ and his importance in our life at Taylor County Camp? Let's sing about that as we close, and then we'll go up for worship. Now, go out and tell other people what we've said here. I mean, because there's still some white seats we can put some souls in, right? So go tell people what you have got out of Taylor County Camp, just like we did a moment ago. Let's sing.